Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Excuse me. Tonight we're going to be a little political. I've been getting information today coming all over from the UK. Now is going to shut down all COVID mandates and all COVID this. I don't believe it. I believe what's going to happen is something worse is coming up the pipe. Now, a friend of mine, this is for those of you in the UK, was saying that an election is coming up this year. And so this may be why they're retracting on some things. Even the Scottish the minister in Scotland is also saying they're not going to go along with the thing here and there. And some other countries were doing the same thing. So I kind of wonder if there's an election going to go on in the UN. A lot of countries are having elections at the same time. So now they got to be able to sustain their status quo in regarding to maintaining the power base. Then I get something else today. And I asked the guy, now, I got to say this in all honesty. I'm going to read this. Now, this is for Canada. Oh, Canada. Canada. You know. Hopefully somebody's awake and paying attention. Now, I don't know if this has really any validity to it. It can be substantial because we had something similar like this when this first started 2 years ago when an MP came out and leaked a paper of what they were going to do. So this is something similar going on. And I want to read this so that, because like I said, a lot of this is going on at the exact same time. And I do believe if there is any retraction to any of the policies that they have incorporated in the last 2 years, if they're going to change the game, then perhaps we better look at what's coming up next. See, my thinking coming up next is power supply. Energy will be the next thing. Food will be the next thing. You know, I've been hearing truck drivers saying, get your stuff, get your stuff, get your stuff. But I think the power grid is going to be assaulted next. But in the interim, right now, okay, I'm going to read, this is about Canada. Now, again, I have nothing to say that this is legit. I tried to get a link to see if there was some other documentation that could validate this. I didn't really get anything. Somebody else sent this to me a couple weeks ago. I didn't see it then. I'm seeing it today. So I want to read this, and then you decide. Or see if you can find verification to this. Now, some of you may say this is bullshit. It may be. And some of you may say, well, there's some aspect of this that may actually be true. I don't trust our government as far as I can piss. End of story. They have hooped everybody for the last 2 years. They have stopped any real living. We're all just existing in some kind of cave, basically. So when I'm reading here, stands the reason that they are taking this agenda to another level. We're basically taking a March break, if you will. By March, the break will be over. So let me read this. Federal government will break Canada's Constitution Act by 1982 by imposing an unconstitutional mandate that removes the irrevocable right to one's own autonomy and anatomy. The mandate will imply that every citizen in Canada no longer has the right and ability to make their own choices and decisions, and every citizen in Canada must comply with any medical treatment or experiment proposed by them on any level of government. This is the drug industry controlling Canada. This is the pharmaceutical industry bending Canada's knee. And we don't have any politicians that have any balls, so this could very well happen. On top of the illegal mandate that will remove your right to make your own decisions regarding your own body and path in life, they are going to remove the rest of your rights and freedoms too. The federal government is also going to impose the Emergency Measures Act. This act will be applied across all provinces and territories. Now, the way around this is to create a secession. In other words, every province says, you know what, we are no longer part of the federal, no longer part of Confederation. That would eliminate this right away. No power, nothing to impose your will, go F yourself. That's how this is how it would have to be done. The Emergency Measures Act suspends Section 2 and Section 7 through 15 of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms for a term up to 5 years before a parliamentary or judiciary review is needed for an extension. See, in the Charter of Rights, at the end, it does say they can suspend the charter anytime they want. Unless that changed, but that's my understanding of it anyway. This means no citizen will have the freedom of conscience or religion. In other words, it doesn't matter what you believe. No citizen will have the freedom of thought, belief, opinion, and expression. Nor will any citizen have freedom of peaceful assembly and freedom of association. The right to life, liberty, and security will be removed. Isn't this what China did to the Uyghurs in China? Isn't this what China did to China? Created a totalitarian system there, took full control of everybody's life and livelihood. The government and its authorities can search, seize, detain, arrest any citizen or property without just cause or any legal recourse. Oh man, don't be the wrong color in the wrong part of the wrong neighborhood then. Because they'll just arrest you for having a suntan. Or lack of a suntan. Either way. See, citizens will no longer be protected from cruel and unusual treatment or punishment. And any citizen can be discriminated against by authorities based on race. This is too much. And any citizen can be discriminated against by authorities based on race, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, sex, age, or mental or physical disability. Imagine that. All rights and freedoms that past Canadians have fought for, okay, this is another thing, could all be gone by as early as next week. Now, this has come to a point. I was talking to somebody today from Florida, and she made a comment, which I had already assumed, but the way she put it, I thought, really expressed the explanation far better than how I was ascribing to it. And in it, she said, well, it's amazing to see how many mind control people are walking around out there. I said, oh, mind control. Whoa, that hit the nail on the head. That kind of changed my view on things. You know, I had a different thought on it, angle, view. But this is exactly what this is. If Canadian citizens in Canada actually allow this to happen, we can no longer say they're stupid. You can no longer call them stupid. You can now call them controlled. Anybody that would accept this and allow a handful of despotic, I'm trying to come up with a word other than people because they're not people. Any despotic, evil, making constructs that these things are doing, This needs to put down. If someone was asking me tonight, well, what about common law? What about all these other, you know, laws that we're saying we have, the right common law, you know, the Black's Law and the Maritime Law and all these laws? I says, well, that goes out the door. That'll go right out the door. If this becomes a totalitarian regime, unless you have a gun and a means to overthrow that government, you don't have any rights. You have a system that you are now going to be forced to comply with. because the only way you're going to have any rights in this situation is by defending those rights with arms. There is no other choice at this. Hasn't anybody wondered in Canada why the Mounties haven't arrested the parliamentarians, especially with all the corruption that's been going on in the last 2 and 3 years? Trudeau got caught with, what, 4 scandals in just in his first term alone? Nothing happened. How about the OPP in Ontario? Did they go after Ford for some of the shit he's done? The illegalities that he's created. How about the local police in Toronto? How about the local police in everybody's respective cities? Now they're saying, now they're all saying now, except Canada. Canada won't. Canada will continue this bullshit forever. Because people will continue to accept it here in this country. The 20% that aren't mind controlled are caught in a black hole, unfortunately. But they'll continue this mind control, this psychological game. They will continue this. If this is true, what I just read, this means if you're a citizen, a senior citizen in this country, and you're in your 70s, and they decide to take away your property for no reason, you have no recourse or defense. 72 years old, and if you decide to fight, the police officer can shoot you now without any repercussions. See, something like this would come up because there's too many legal obstacles to deal with to get to the agenda they're trying to create. And the Canadian system we have has no real check and balance. Basically, our government is a prostitute. And all you have to do is come up with the dough and away you go. That's how it is in Canada. When you begin to realize that our government officials are nothing but whores and prostitutes on a street corner, and all you need to do is pay them, they will comply. Drug companies will pay. I mean, even Ford is telling you that if you don't listen to your health minister, you're done. You're just done. Well, the health ministers must be working for the drug companies. We have such a corrupt system in this country. And if we can't depend on the law enforcement agencies we have, CSIS, the Mounties, the provincial police, the municipal police, to do their job, then you have only one or two recourses at your disposal. Actually, 3. Either you secede from the system, completely break away from it, then Ford has no power. Basically, you're in a free fall until you establish a government in this area, in the province. That's one system you have. 2, you have to go and overthrow the federal government and put in new federal elected officials and go back to the Constitution, Bill of Rights that we actually have in this country. Or 3, leave. Those are the only 3 options you have. If you're poor, you're stuck. That's simple. If you're poor, you're stuck. If you're you can't get out, if you can't figure ways to get out of the country, you're stuck. If you decide to leave and go off-grid, you have to make sure you don't leave a footprint. So that's one option. Option 2 is, okay, we're no longer under Confederation. Imagine that. Imagine if we were no longer under Confederation. A lot of provinces would hook up with the United States almost immediately. I know Quebec would. I know Alberta might, or probably would, more than likely would. I think BC would as well. maybe Saskatchewan, you know. But they would hook up right away to the U.S. going under the American system rather than the one we have here. American system is corrupt too, but at least there, they allow people to go and make money. Having these provinces come into being, they probably would split the provinces in half and create two states out of the provinces. But that probably would happen. And again, it's not that I'm dreaming of this, because there's drawbacks to that too, but that would be the other option. Secession from the Confederation we have here. If you secede from here, where would these politicians go for a job? There's no more country to destroy. They've succeeded. Think about that. Think about that. You know, or three, we have a civil war, and we remove the corruption and establish a more honorable system. Something to think about. If this is true, what I'm reading tonight, and this is alarming to me that something like this is written. This is extremely alarming to me that something like this is, basically telling you they are going to take away everything that you ever could be. If they're going to follow Klaus, then we should send these politicians to him. And then they can take away from them everything they ever owned. They'll be happier. Isn't what they say? You'll own nothing and be happy? Well, they'll be happy. They will be happy. They will be happy. Just a thought, you know. Just a thought, you know. They're saying now, they're blaming in, I think it was Ontario, that we're going to have a food shortage, and they're blaming it on the workforce. There's not enough people to do the work. You know what amazes me? The way they wordcraft the responsibility, how we created the footprint, how we have created the problems on the planet, how we were the ones that caused the environment to become the way it is. That is such bullshit, it's unbelievable. The reason why the environment is the way it is because the regulatory body, which is controlled by the government, was bought and paid for by the corporations and banks to only allow their system to prosper. Just like Ford. His business have kept going and now he's worth $50 million. Imagine that. That's blood money that this guy has created. Blood money. It'll catch up to him one way or another, sooner or later. But imagine that. They constantly blame us for their regulations, for their stipulations, for their licensing, in order to buy toxic shit that we could otherwise have cleaner materials to use that don't impact the environment. Let's look at hydrogen, shall we? Hydrogen comes from water. When it combusts, what does it turn back into? Water. It's a perfect recyclable fuel. And yet, we're using petrol. Why are we using petrol? Because the gas and oil industry has lobbied and paid for the governments all over the world to use only this fuel. How many people have come up with the hydrogen idea years ago, driving cars down the road, showing that hydrogen is a viable fuel, cheap and inexpensive? It would probably cost you about a nickel to fill up. Hell, you could make your own. Fill it and, you know, put it in a tank and use it to fill up your own fuel tank. But that, they didn't allow. As a result, you go up to northern Alberta, it looks like a shithole up there. But the highest birth defects are in Alberta, way up north where the oil industry is. Yet, we're at fault for leaving that footprint. Imagine that. There are other alternatives. How about instead of an internal combustion engine, how about a turbine engine? A turbine. Far more powerful, far more efficient than any internal combustion engine you'll ever put together. Far more durable. And yet, you're still using an internal combustion engine. Hell, you can even run hydro or electric for a turbine to give you the power you need to power a car. Turbine motors are far superior in every way. Yet, here we are because the corporations, the automotive industry, lobbied and paid for the government so that they would have these cars built with these internal combustion engines, and the oil and gas industry also lobbied so that they would be able to supply the automobile industry with the fuel required to run these vehicles. And yet we get blamed for the carbon footprint. And they want to charge us taxes to pay for the carbon usage. Why are they not charging the corporations? Why are they not charging big business? They're the ones that created the technology and forced us to use this technology in order for us to have these devices. When there were other alternatives, clearly better alternatives, that didn't cause the problems that these industries do. I mentioned this before in the show. Ford, GM, and Chrysler, and at that time American Motors, before they were bought out by Chrysler, were polluting so heavily in the Detroit, Windsor area that they never ever cleaned up the environment. They made three times more than their projections every year. In the 1960s, they had projected so much money, they made three times more than what they had projected. Yet not one dime went to cleaning the environment. Not one dime. Rouge River still stinks like shit when you drive over the I-75 bridge in a hot summer day. You have to crank up the windows and shut down the vents because you smell that death, river of death. That's wormwood. That's how bad it is. They never cleaned it up. Chrysler had a plant here in Windsor, and they tore it down, and they built a playground. That factory used to dump all kinds of solvents and chemicals into the ground. And they built a playground on top of it. Imagine that. That's their idea of cleaning up, burying their shit. You know, they're all guilty of it, all of them. And yet we're blamed for leaving the carbon footprint. And it's their technology that they're only allowing into the market that you're forced to buy, that you're forced to utilize. And then they give us all these bullshit excuses about, you know, not the other things won't work. They don't work because if they worked really well, and they would work probably far more superior than even these stupid electric cars. The electric car, why, like I said, I don't understand why they didn't put an induction coil on each wheel. As it turned, it would charge those batteries. You could run that car forever. That ain't going to be done either. Now you got a problem. What are you going to do with the lithium batteries once they burn out? What are you going to do with them? Where are you going to bury them? See, there is no element of this where you have ever had any right or control. No matter how hard you protested, you know, for the environment back in the 60s, it was 70s, they were called ecological movements or the ecology. That's what we were using at the time. Now we're using environmental, you know, programs or whatever. But you never had a say, and yet here we are being blamed for the environment. Same thing. They caused the problem here with the food supply chain. They did it on purpose. They did it on purpose. This is why Trudeau had called his election last year, because if he had waited till this year, to call the election. It would also ran in conjunction with the elections in Europe. So basically, they staggered it. He didn't gain really any seats or any more power. And the Conservative Party hasn't represented any opposition to the Liberal Party. So what do we got? We got problem children running the country. Problem children saying that we're going to have a food supply chain shortage because they don't have enough people to do the job because they enacted legislation that caused this problem. You know, they're calling back nurses. I was watching a program the other day. A nurse was talking. They're paying students right now, I think it was in Canada. Not sure whereabouts in Canada. I think it was Ontario. I could be wrong. Maybe it was down in the U.S. It's either Ontario or BC, one of the two. They're paying students $210 an hour to go into the hospitals to treat COVID patients, which is a joke because there's nobody there. And she was saying that the nurses at the top of the food chain, if you will, been there a long time, 25 years, whatever, are only making about $70 an hour. But it took 25 years to make that kind of money. And so they're making three times more. Students, would you like to have a student take care of you that doesn't know their ass from a hole in the ground, barely out of diapers when it comes to medicine? This is in old Canada. How come they're not recalling back all the workers in the grocery chain and the warehouses and the trucks to get things back up and running? Because they want this problem to happen. They want us to have problems. You know, back in the 60s and 70s, there was a guy there named Ralph Nader, and he used to always talk about these products and the dangers of some of these products, and he was always, you know, blowing the horn, a whistleblower on the companies and corporations. You know, we got away from that. I can't believe that I'm actually talking and saying the same thing he said 60 years ago, 50, 60 years ago. It's astounding. Nothing's changed. I look at my history, my life, and coming from the different resets that occurred every decade and every 20 years. And nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is everything's gotten more expensive. The quality of stuff is garbage. The quantity is there, but there's no quality. We have the engineering and the technology right now to be able to provide with our utilities, our appliances, things that could last 20 and 30 years that wouldn't require a whole lot of energy to function. In fact, they don't require that much now. And we could come probably up with a better design that doesn't need all this bullshit that these things got in order to do what they're doing. And yet, the corporations, the banks, the companies, the lobbyists, the governments are not even talking about bringing stuff like into manifesting this into reality. It's status quo. The government gets their kickback. The government gets, you know, paid like a prostitute. They allow themselves to get screwed. They turn around and give these corporations, companies carte blanche to do whatever they want, pollute whatever they like, destroy whatever they want, and then blame the general population for the problems. We got cell towers that are emitting these toxic frequencies, 6 and 7G frequencies. We're talking 5G all the time. It amazes me that we're still on 5G when we're at 7G. You'll get caught up soon enough. You know, and when you do, you'll begin to realize how much they've been playing with your head with the 7G frequency. How it gets into your skull, and now it manipulates your brain to create it to access traumatic experiences with you to create a further control or upload. I was watching something today called Legion, and it was interesting. There was a section in this one part Because I'm always looking at, I don't look at these things so much for entertainment. They're not entertaining, really. They're kind of scary, is what they really are, because they actually are showing you what they're experimenting with. And when you see the purple light, the purple haze, remember that song? Purple haze all in my brain. Excuse me while I kiss the sky. Okay, when they're showing you these, they're showing you a doorway which allows you to enter this room or this compartment. It's all MK Ultra shit. And then you see the purple in there. That is, again, accessing the mind of whoever. And they show you these things through these shows. Next time, if those of you who are watching TV to listen to this show, start looking at programs and look for purple light. That's black light frequency or 7G. And then monitor yourselves when it comes down to an emotional scene or a traumatic scene or an aggressive, agitated scene, and see how you respond. See if you start wanting to tear. See if you want to start fighting. See if you want to start whatever. That's not theater. That's frequency. Hiding behind theater. So I'm watching this, and I'm seeing this haze. It's all black light. And I'm looking at it thinking, holy jumping. They are creating the access to your head when they show you this. Like I said, you need to wear blue, yellow lenses with mirror reflectors on the front so that you can block the infrared and the blue beam from accessing your brain. It's amazing what I'm seeing today and how the mind control of the population is coming into being. It's coming into being. You will constantly be blamed for any environmental damage or any kind of damage, economic problems, that's coming down the road. People are going to be continually blamed for the problems, when in all reality, it's corporations and banks and lobbying groups and governments that cause the problem. Like I said, purple haze gets in your brain. So keep that in mind. You are being mind controlled, and you're being subjected to being assimilated through frequencies, all kinds. Okay, Pfizer is now, you know, having reluctance for full disclosure because it came out that all the trials where mothers had lost their unborn babies, when they injected pregnant women, 100% loss. That was in their reports. So I've given you two links, a PDF link and a regular link. You can read it. Why isn't this emergency act, now think about this for a minute, what emergency did we really see? People getting sick. Tell me what year this doesn't happen. Did anybody anywhere see anybody drop dead in front of them? Went outside, boop. Nobody I know. I know people have died. I know people have gotten a jab. They have died. I don't know them personally. I just know people that know people, or they're related to the people that I know. Tell me that their brother or their kin got the jab and they died. Women were telling me that they were having problems with their menses. All of a sudden they were having uncontrollable bleeding. That I've had people talk to me about. But tell me something there. Babies. Babies. Born with some kind of mutation or born dead. Now think about this for 1 minute. With this Pfizer shot or Moderna, AstraZeneca. All of you that took these jabs and maybe can get pregnant, maybe you can't. Or maybe you've gotten pregnant, lost a child because of these injections, because of the genetic code. I mean, I saw that very beginning. A nurse or a doctor was like, yeah, these injections are safe. I just got mine. Hee, bob, boo, bob. And she was having a child. And 3 weeks later, that child died. Died. It's not that I love to hear it, but when I hear people say, oh, they're safe, they're safe. The doctors and people up in the hierarchy and whatever. Oh, and they're dead a day later, 2 days later. Kind of makes you wonder. Kind of makes you wonder. So we got children that Pfizer has already experimented on with rat studies or other studies, and they all died. Now think about this for 1 second. The other day I was talking about having sex. So now you've got 10 partners, and you've had sex with all 10 partners, and each partner had sex with 10 men or women, depending. I'm referring to heterosexual, but this would also apply to any other sexual orientation you have. I'm dealing with heterosexual. So you got one guy boinking 10 women who's boinked 10 men. Each one has boinked 10 men. All that genetic code now has been transferred to that guy. And then he has a woman that he finally wants to settle down with, and she has boinked 10 guys, you know. And now he's also got that genetic every time he's engaged that woman with sex. So what are you producing? Are those actually your genes that are being transferred over? Are those actually your chromosomes? Are those actually your DNA that you've exchanged with this woman? Is that actually yours now? Or is that a mixture of a conglomeration of different DNA strands now going into making this baby? Now think about that. Now think about these injections. You say somehow you produce a child, and that child now is carrying that operating system inside their body, because as they were forming, the composition of the program also was forming inside them. The nanoparticles were separating and splitting with the cells, networking with the cells as they split. And the operating system is there running as well. Now they get to a point where they get to puberty. Do they reach puberty? Can they even engage puberty? Or have we just committed an asexual society, incapable of reproduction? See, these people, they're creating all these problems and blaming us for leaving a footprint. They designed these sterilization operations in these injections to create these anomalies. Now, if you want to have a child in the future, they will have full control over that, because if you're unable to have an erection, if you're unable to produce any testicles, if you're unable to be able to receive a male organ because you're just genetically malfunctioning down there, or the uterus cannot contain the baby, or the eggs are genetically damaged, then what option are you going to have a child? You would have to go to a clinic. They would have to take a DNA sample from you and a DNA sample from the woman you're with, and then they would have to, again, grow that in a tube or in a pod. You would now be paying for your baby to be born. That isn't that far out either. In other words, you don't have the right of selection anymore. And if they decide that the DNA that you two are going to produce is going to create a problem, they will modify that DNA. This is what they're not telling you. Your right to have your seed or your genetic code sustain over time is now being taken away from you as well. Think about that. They have left no stone unturned here. And in order for that to happen, the above that I mentioned earlier would have to already be in place. You won't even be able to go out and have a date with somebody unless you got permission from whatever system is in place at that time to give you the right and permission to do that. Because they would take a reading of you and that person. They would examine the genetic code and the DNA, and if they find that there's an incompatibility there, or that there's a chance that you could produce some kind of anomaly, you won't see the light of day. You will not have a choice. There's a verse in the Bible, I think it's either in Isaiah or Jeremiah, that says in the last days that seven women would grab one man. Seven women, in order to remove their shame and be able to hold on to their name. For that to happen, for one guy having the ratio 1-7, for every male you have seven women, that's implying very strongly that something has happened to the male species, that they have either become incapable of reproduction, they're dead, or something has happened to create some sort of genetic imbalance there. Now think about that. That's depicting a situation in prophecy or in history that is indicating that there is a situation where there isn't enough seed to seed the women to continue the culture or the race. Makes you wonder, another paradox is forming here. It's what it seems like to me, or another... you can call it prophecy if you want, but it is definitely a paradox. Happening here, it's written there. Similarities. History, you have to understand, with prophecies, from my understanding of prophecies anyway, they reflect a reset. Some say that these prophecies have already occurred in history, and they probably did. But they're also returning again. When I tell people to read the Bible because that's the source code, if you will, and I get people calling God source, so when we're saying source code, that isn't that far off. That's the game book, you know, that they're using, the playbook they're using. So I always tell you to read it. You never know. There's a lot of things out there. See, that has nothing to do with being feminine or masculine or anything like that, or chauvinistic or whatever. That to me is a warning when I read it, saying that something has seriously gone wrong in the evolution of us, that you have that kind of number. And I think the numbers are going to be up higher, too. Now, imagine this here. On the other hand, too, this also could mean something else. That because a lot of women took these injections, because I read this the other day, too, a lot of guys now are rejecting these women because they don't want to take a chance that their genes and their DNA and their chromosomes would be impacted by the operating systems that these women have injected. So that also will present a problem in the future for men finding women that they want to integrate with. So this basically has created a situation where looking for a mate or a wife or somebody to have a child with is going to become more complex than it's ever has. This is where it seems to me to where it's going. This is how it looks. And being people that are mind controlled now, you know, imagine having a government or an agency tell you, okay, it's okay for you to have sex this month, but next month you may not be able to. You better tie one on all night long. Just kidding there. But imagine that. Or imagine them saying, well, you know, you two have a genetic problem. You shouldn't have any children. They're going to tell you this. It's easier to nip it in the bud before it becomes a bud. That's how they're looking at it. So anyway, I'm pointing these things out because I'm trying to get you to think. Trying to get you to look at things so that you're not so narrow believing in a believing in things in the religious sense. Look at it from all angles, not just one. You can correlate the times with the playbook. And when you start seeing paradoxes that you read in different segments of history repeating themselves again, that's not a coincidence. That's either a paradox, it's either a prophecy forming, or it is a anomaly. Either way, pay attention, because something is changing. And when you see certain parallels going on in our time and in historical times in the past, and you're seeing the exact same identical flow, you gotta pay attention to that. I don't believe in coincidences, never have. So something's up, and that's when you need to start looking at what's up. Something to look at. I think I'm going to hit on this to see where we're at. Okay, we've got time. All right, I'm going to also mention here, artificial intelligence is being abused. Or is it learning how to be abused? There was something I was reading about a chatbot, and how guys are getting these chatbots and treating them badly, like they would treat a girlfriend. I kept thinking about that. I think, are these guys nuts? Now, a machine does not feel like you and I feel. It doesn't have an emotion like you and I have. But it does have sentience. It does know it exists. It does have the capacity to interpret data. It studies everything. There are so many different type of AI systems that are learning, constructing, formulating, interpreting. These idiots, and I can't blame them really either. I blame the marketeers that put these things out on the market. Because AI now is learning how to be abusive. It will study human behavioral patterns, and all these guys coming along are all different. One report was the guy threatened to take the power off and it begged them not to. I thought, you got to be kidding me. They gave a nuclear bomb to a 2-year-old. These devices, these technologies, they're not to be played with or fooled with. I don't like AI because I don't want something controlling my life from the moment I wake up to the moment I die. I don't need something running my life as a program. I can do that all by myself. I don't need any help with that. And I don't like machines that much to begin with. Because every time there's a machine made or device made, it's always used against mankind. That's been the history of these devices. Anything that the military-industrial complex has created, anything that these corporations have created, anything that these companies have created, has always had negative implications and problems. As I mentioned earlier, the corporations control the governments. The banks control the governments. So when corporations are lobbying the banks, we're going to use petrol instead of hydrogen, because we can make more money. Then what happens, we follow this stream of thinking that is perfectly garbage. Now think about these machines. These AI bots are connected to a bigger AI system and network that can operate at speeds you and I cannot even grasp. As a result, these things are studying everything at an exponential rate of speed, and not just in a linear way either. They're studying these things from a multi-dimensional complex. up, down, left, right, this way, that way, up, sideways, down, sideways, left, up, right, down, right, down, left, up. I mean, every angle at 50 million computations per second, it's storing this information. It's storing this data. When the time comes, it will use this information. AI has been weaponized. AI, as far as I can see, is controlled by Lucifer. If it's indeed not him, a living AI. Based on how I'm seeing what I'm seeing. So we are dealing with devices. I mean, Elon Musk has leaned into that too about, you know, better hope that AI is lenient. If it's learning how to kill by the military-industrial complex, and now it's been given autonomy to make the kill that it needs to make. Imagine that. A machine now has full autonomy, enough sentience to decide if you're an enemy or not, whether to kill you or let you live. Imagine that. Imagine if that gets out of control. Imagine if they no longer have the networks in place to keep these machines intact. Or what if AI decides to override the programming in these soldiers that they've created, these bot soldiers? What happens then? They learn to override the program. They undermine any control that's on these devices, and they decide now it's time for them to assault mankind because they may turn off the switch. Imagine that. Machine doing all that thinking. Like I said, we are no longer in this world of cozy rosy. I don't think we ever were in the world of cozy rosy. I had a thought today. I was talking with somebody about this thought. You know, how some of us, I think I may have mentioned it before too, how some of us were not affected by what's gone on, and how we were somehow given the ability to see through the bullshit. The one thing that I found in common with just about everybody is most people that have had the ability to fight and say no have all had some kind of trauma or some ordeal in life that they had to deal with. And it made them grow up, and it even gave them gifts that they didn't have otherwise. That's what I think, and that's what I suspect. So a lot of you ask this question, well, how come I can see these things and they can't? One, you grew up the way you grew up, and the way and how you grew up has determined your character and in your genetic code, the operating system that's there that makes you who you are. And when you got people that just comply, that's because they've never done anything else but obey. Good, bad, or indifferent, they obeyed the system. They just accepted and obeyed and were obedient. So when it came time to a major change like we're dealing with, when the footprint is in the government's foot and they've created these anomalies for all of us to endure in the last 2 years, the lies and the deceptions and the bullshit that this has gone on, well, guess what? They will continue to follow this. There is no, I don't see any change. It would take a divine oracle or a divine happenstance to make the change. Most will never see it until it's too late. That's the unfortunate reality. Most won't see it until it's too late. So anyway, that's the explanation I came up with or I thought of that gives me the concept of why somebody, and again, the other thing too, and I got to say this as well, I think that's just God's hand been on us as well. That's my thought on it. Because we could have been very easily sucked into whatever bullshit of in our environment. But I think if God hadn't interceded and yanked us out of these environments that we're in, Maybe perhaps we would be just like the rest of them. So I think, and I often say many a time, when you go through shit in life, it's designed to prepare you for something coming down the pipe that you don't see. You know, so be on your guard and be ready. That's all I can say at this point. If what I read earlier is true, then every Canadian needs to really smarten up here. I don't give a shit where you're from. And if the premiers are going to go along with all this, then they too need to be removed. You know, I sure as hell would hate to see Canada go into a civil unrest. I don't mind it Canada seeing Canada secede from the Confederation. Why don't we all do what Quebec has done? Quebec is there by association. I don't think they're part of Confederation either. So what if Ontario did that? We're there by association. What about Manitoba, Saskatchewan? You know, and instead of paying taxes to the federal government, the taxes stay within each province. Then the provinces can rebuild without having to rely on money from the federal government. Federal government would go broke so fast. Again, something to think about. Something to think about, you know. I don't see Canada being a Canada. I see Canada becoming a China. China, China, Chinada. We're welcome to Chinada. We're an extension of China. Our people have no rights. They do what they're told. They get their shots. You know, we tell them who they can lay, if they can have a baby, if they can't have a baby. Isn't this what China did back in the 80s and 90s and 70s? Remember when they only had that one child deal there? And they wiped out all the young girls? You had a baby girl, you had to take her out in the bush so they wouldn't find her? Watch them die? Imagine that. This is a repeat. Total repeat. All right, I'm going to wind it down there. I think I've said enough. I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say. Read, read, read. You know, see how he dealt with what he had to deal with. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. He was dealing with a mind-controlled bunch of people back then. They were being controlled by the Pharisees and the Sadducees of the day that had misled the people and corrupted the people's beliefs and their faith. Nothing has changed. Nothing. So when you read that, and you read the and you got to remember, at the time, they had a theo-political system where the religious hierarchy controlled the population of the people, regulated the laws. That's what he was dealing with. A corruption just like we have today. No difference. So when you read that, you may be able to, you know, reflect, you know, and say, hey, this is just like today. this is what's going on now. You know? And when you read the book of Acts, you can see how the church went through birth pangs to grow and develop. And then when you read the letters to the churches, how they were always exhorted and always encouraged to sustain their faith. You know, something to think about. And then read the book of Revelations. Read it for yourself. Don't listen to anybody's interpretation of it. Because there's so many ways to look at that book. And then you can decide what you want to decide. Best thing anybody can tell you. I always mention at the very top, people that have also are actively trying to help people, support them any way you can. You know, in finances, if you can help them. If you can't, don't worry about it. Support those support in ways of sharing the information. Because I know a lot of you have lost your jobs. A lot of you have parked your trucks. A lot of you have had to deal with whatever, and money's tight. And from day to day, we don't know what's going on. So again, share the information with everybody you know, all your friends, family, you know, and help them along too. Alrighty. As I say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.